Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes. I slipped on mud. I got a cut on my finger. I got more cuts. And I got scabs.
Scabs?
Scabs.
How many?
Did you eat them?
Dad, that's disgusting.
You killed the bit.
I know.
The plus side of Vegas is that now the culture of Vegas has changed so that it welcomes punk bands and rap of all kinds. Rob, stop making me laugh.
I'm not even looking at you. I can't
punk
look at
bands.
You. And then Peter Criss said, I'm a cat.
The egg has nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ.
It has everything to do with it, because he emerged from the tomb as the chicken emerges from the egg, which is why.
That's not true.
The egg is a symbol of Easter.
The whole egg is based on the bunny and hippity hoppity and chickens and all that crap.
No, it's Easter egg is symbolic of the emergence.
Did you say he emerged from the tomb?
Yes. He hatched from an egg.
No, pony, you stay out of this.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right, I'm trying to find a name.
Oh?
Here, if you don't mind. There it is. Okay. Let's see. I'd like to say hi to a Facebook listener who was messaging Rob and Oscar. So his name is Mark Sabaty.
I must have missed this message.
I seen it.
From Mark to Oscar and Rob. Fellas, I guess maybe he doesn't know that I'm on the thread, or does he know I'm on the thread? I don't know. He would have to know that.
I would think if he messaged it, yeah.
The message goes as follows. Fellas, please, can someone do something about the ice chewer swiller? I'm trying to listen to the 9/11 bonus show, which is great. But it so takes me out of what you're saying doing. Thanks, Mark Sabaty. Two questions.
All right.
Why is this unimaginable hump on a thread with you two? What's going on with this?
Anybody can admin
or something.
Anybody can message us.
Yeah, just a group message.
Oh, all right. All right, well.
Anybody on Facebook can message you.
And also, he's mistaken, because although I think we've all made the sound of drinking.
I don't have
no
ice.
No, I'm ready to admit, with that joke at the beginning, I am more than willing, as I always am on this show, to acknowledge when he's right.
No, but you're not an ice chewer, though.
No, I'm not. Well, yes, I am an ice chewer.
I would say not to any grand extent, because it drives me nuts.
You might not hear it as much as the listeners might hear it, which is often the case with this show because of our stunning audio quality.
Mm. This is true.
I have to say that the fact is that
I've heard the drinking, but not the crunching.
All right, there is. I have an ice-free glass.
Attaboy.
And when I sip, that's how I will sip from now on.
Okay,
because
good.
He has a point. Where I take issue, okay, it's like, first of all, you know, hey, Mark Bad Sabaty, you don't go personally to Rob and Oscar and say, can you do something about the ice tour? Do you mean me, douche? Is that what you mean, me?
Could,
you know,
it possibly
come to me
be,
and tell me.
Without being devil's advocate, if you're on the thread as well, maybe he's just saying, which of the three is it?
Well, I don't drink my beverages.
I don't
ice,
think so.
So it's not me.
Well,
I know Rob does.
You know what? Rob might have identified something further now, which is my unbelievably uncontrollable paranoia. Mm-hmm. Because now that I look at the message, it says, fellas, please, can someone do something about the ice chewer swiller? Yeah.
So
maybe you're right.
Because if he had, I mean, obviously it's a nuisance to him. If he had the answer, he might be more specific.
Rob is notorious for having ice in his drinks and then making noise while he's drinking.
Yes, I'm known worldwide for this.
Well, see, I was never really that aware of it. I know I do it, and I'm very aware of it, but I still do it, especially if I, you know, if it's a hot day in, you know, in devil state, and I, you know, and I'm trying to swill, I become really aware of that.
When Oscar,
so is it
first
two of us that,
no,
does Oscar ever do it?
Oscar is really sort of exaggerating because he one time asked me to stop putting ice in my drink, so I did.
Well, I think he's right, and I think that I was putting and I think it makes a racket, especially with these ice dams that you get periodically.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I saw a great video on the ice dams, not the ice dams, I'm sorry, but the Samsung refrigerators and the defrosting issue.
Oh, with the frozen thing underneath?
That horrible refrigerator.
It is so, but watching it on video and someone other than our friends talking about it.
Yes.
It's so rewarding because you called it, you both called it, that these machines are terrible.
Because there are tens of thousands of people that go through this with that refrigerator. The Whirlpool, I know it might have had that tray issue that Rob was talking about.
The whole tray
underneath the thing.
Yes.
Maybe I can bring that back. Maybe we have to bring him back from heaven.
Well, we should because the new movie's coming out.
Whoa. What are you doing here?
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
He popped up out of nowhere with headphones.
What's happening?
On.
Nothing. Mom's talking to Miss Sherman.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's the teacher.
Oh.
No, I'm not in trouble. She's just doing something.
Okay. What'd you come in for at the beginning of the show?
I wanted to say hi.
Uninvited.
Hi.
I wanted to come in.
You wanted to come in?
And you know what my new punchline is when I get back from school?
What's that?
And I want to see Dad. I say, Daddy, I'm home.
He did that today.
Not to split hairs, though. That's much more than a punchline. That's a catchphrase.
That's a catchphrase.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you? How's it going? You came in here. We got time. I can talk to you on the show for a little bit. What's
today
new?
Today was good.
Good.
I finished a whole 2 weeks of work yesterday.
Yeah, from when he was out. Now that he's back. Yep. How many kids not wearing masks in your class?
Like 7.
How many people in your class total? How many students?
Like 21.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you got, a third.
So the proper answer we're looking for is 14 good kids.
Yeah. No,
stop. We don't do that. But, it's been a little tough for him. And last night we sat down right after the show was done taping. We sat down and
got to work with making me tired and making me go to sleep and having nightmares about math monsters coming out of the sheet trying to say, do your freaking math.
Wow.
That's my 8-year-old right there. So, we had a stack. We had a stack of the... Yeah.
Literally, it was like that much, right?
Is it fractions, addition, times tables?
Algebra.
It was like that. Jeez, it was sort of like that much.
Equations, you know.
Solve for X?
What's that?
Solving for X?
Not yet. Not
two
at
trains
that level.
Leave two different cities.
Oh, I hate those
that's,
ones.
Where are they? Those are word problems. But anyway, you did really, really well, and we chugged on through it, and you made up an awful lot of work in one sitting, and I was very proud of you last
Math is for winners.
That's right.
I'm going to pull up a chair really quick.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you should.
No.
Yeah.
No. What's one plus one?
Hold that's
on.
Two. Two
hosts on the show.
So, I never know a lot of people. Oh, come on, Mike. They're going to give me a hard time. But no, Daddy's got a lot to cover. You can come in another time. You want to just stand
You're always
for a few
welcome
more
on our end.
Yeah.
If you're ever in D.C., come on, swing by anytime,
Michael.
Yeah,
we'll give you a key fob and come on in.
Whatever you'd like.
Mm. Are you looking at your picture on the camera now? Would you like to do some impressions, some of your new material that you've been working on? For the show.
If you're gonna stay, you got to entertain.
Exactly.
Let's start with your a little callback from your Russian days. From your Russian days, How about you say Merry Christmas from Mother Russia?
Merry Christmas from Mother Russia.
Classic.
Big one. How about the new one that we did together that we haven't done on the show yet? When we were in the Panhandle, and I say to you, "Good morning, Michael."
Good morning, Daddy.
That's
how you
great.
Doing, Michael?
Good, Daddy. How are you?
Doing fine. We gonna go to the beach today, Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're doing something. You're doing something totally different.
Yeah.
You're doing something totally different.
Yeah,
I know.
To a new character.
Yeah. Can I tell you it would be great?
In the mic.
Can I tell you it would be great if Dad all of a sudden just started talking in like a Scottish accent and then I just pressed on like the bagpipes?
Where do you see the bagpipes?
Oh, he's looking at the soundboard.
He's learning.
This is great.
This is the apprenticeship.
I love it.
Oh, Daddy's got one stray hair. Can you see that stray hair that's kind of sticking up in the air?
Like right there. Can't
you know why that is? Because those are that. You know why? Because that hair's alone. That hair is
standing
that hair
alone.
That hair used to live with a bunch of other hairs, and now that hair's all by itself because the other hairs went away.
And then, but I guess that's good because that hair's not getting lice.
Yeah, that hair's lice? Not getting lice.
Yes, that's right. True. Yes, you're right. That hair will not have a lice problem.
You don't have the foundation to support him.
He's still getting. He's still workshopping that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He's working
so
out.
Do you have any questions? Do you have any questions for Rob or Oscar? Yeah, go ahead. In the microphone,
please.
When you guys were a kid, what was your favorite part of favorite part of school?
Oh, okay. This is great. Go ahead.
Okay.
Who wants to start?
At your age?
You can tell they both really want to jump in.
Well, I didn't want to take his thumb.
I was going to say, I really enjoyed, we had something that where we were able to do writing, and we'd critique other kids' writing. We'd write stories and pass them around and help improve kids' writing. And I liked doing that. I thought that was fun. Even though we were horrible writers, we were kids. But I liked writing. I thought that was fun.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because he was a horrible writer, he said.
Well, I mean, right, most 8 and 9 year olds are not yet William Faulkner, is what I meant to say. I got better, so. But yeah, I enjoyed the writing that we would review stuff with other kids writing.
Okay.
That was exciting. Be very fun.
All right, Oscar, what about you?
So
what was your favorite part?
You have recess. Well, I didn't have recess when I was a kid because I grew up in a different country. In Bolivia, we would go down to El Rio Mamoré, the river, and then we would wash our uniforms on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And because we didn't have washing machines, but you would be amazed what a bar of soap and the river water could do to your white slacks. We had to wear them every day. And then I would pick up my pan flute and I'd play my way home. And on the way home, I'd pick up maybe a small piece of candy and then I'd eat that for dinner.
You like that? Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
Wait, what music was
that? That's called, what is that? What do I have that label?
Oscar.
Yes, I have that
label. And to be fair.
I have labeled
to
that.
To be fair, Michael, is that after the writing workshop, we were allowed 10 minutes to play, free play, in the abandoned field.
There it is. The abandoned field that we're calling back on that.
You shouldn't have said that.
I know.
All right, give me a kiss.
Okay, so one more thing before I go.
One more thing.
Yeah, excuse me.
It's sort of like about the abandoned field.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay, so we were playing soccer in the abandoned field.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was goalie. Then I totally beated myself up.
You beat yourself.
Beat yourself up
by accident.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Mm. And I slipped on mud. I got a cut on my finger. I got more cuts. And I got scabs.
Scabs. How many?
Did you eat them?
Dad, that's disgusting.
You killed the bit.
I killed the bit.
You know, it's fun talking about butt cheeks and all that.
Yes.
But it's just weird talking about people eating scabs. That's
disgusting.
Well, yes. I went to my elementary school was called Pick and Eat Elementary.
Yeah.
And it was
Pick and Eat.
Wait.
That's right.
It was named after Admiral Sherman Pick and Eat.
Their mascot was their index finger.
The fighting index fingers.
All right.
And then this is their symbol. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bam.
That's right.
Yes.
It's like you went there. Yeah.
Yeah. You remember
exactly the old picking.
You remember? No picking after school.
No. Uh-uh.
Just at school.
That's right.
Did you pick with toothpicks?
No. I used.
Can I tell you something?
We're here.
Why stop you now?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
What was your entire school made out of toothpicks?
No, it was made out. It was made out of boogers.
Yeah, that would wipe under the desk.
Wait, what was?
It was a gleaming. Have you ever seen The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Yeah, our school looked like the Land of Oz, a large green building.
And then a witch with a big wart on her nose.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was horrible. Very. Yeah. Very.
Listen, I'd love to keep this going, but it's time for you to.
Oh, shut up!
Oh, you don't say shut up to me.
What?
That's why.
Take your headphones off and say goodbye to the nice people, please.
Goodbye.
Come on, go say goodbye. Would you like to sing something?
Yeah.
It's almost the theme to Y5O.
Excuse us.
All right, watch out for the water. Okay. All right, now take your headphones off. And now you can do a funny exit. All right, take the headphones off. Come on, Michael.
Oh, so sweet.
Come on.
Big day for the space program.
Mommy's calling.
SpaceX. Yeah, I heard a little bit of the stage mother.
Yeah.
There
See
he goes.
Later,
yeah,
bye.
Mommy's helping out. Thanks
Thank
for helping
you.
Out, Mama. Thank you. There he goes.
We should really work on evolving the pick and eat mascot, you know?
Yeah, and the whole school.
Yeah, the whole school overall, like the curriculum and such.
Yes.
How to roll the perfect booger.
He popped into the marital bed last night, which I was going to mention. And
what time?
Carla claims 4 a.m.
So that's almost time for him to get up the way they
started
school so early.
I thought it was perhaps earlier. Oh. And all I know is his feet have gotten larger, significantly larger. So, I mean, it's just I was up late last night because I was doing a deep dive, watching just how funny Norm MacDonald really is.
Yep.
And you know how it is when you go there. And I forgot that was not the first time I'd done that. I remember, I seem to remember at some point I gave Norm MacDonald a hard time on one of the shows I was on for Weekend Update. And I'm not sure why I did that, but it was...
I don't ever recall you doing that.
I don't really. It's hard to keep track.
There's so many years.
And also, I think.
Being relevant. He's been great.
Saturday Night Live is real easy to be dissatisfied with in the present, with what you've got, because you compare it with what you've had in the past. But
right.
Now, looking back on it, his Weekend Update stuff was so unapologetic.
Oh, it was completely, and you don't remember that.
No,
and
you don't.
Then you do the deep dive, which I did up until about 11:15 at night.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking, and then I turn on election coverage, and I'm a political junkie, so I watch that. But I'm watching the Norm MacDonald Saturday Night era, where he's young Norm, and he's on there, and I didn't realize there is speculation that I think has never really been confirmed that Norm MacDonald ultimately was canned from Saturday Night Live for doing the OJ jokes on Saturday Night Live
on
Weekend Update right in the middle of the OJ trial. And I go back and you look at it now through that lens of, and I don't know, I believe that it was a very contentious environment in America. Racially at that particular time. And Norm MacDonald was relentless in his OJ jokes. Come on and he'd say, well, Dr. Seuss is coming out with a brand new line of books to celebrate the incredible children's author. The first one will be OJ Did It.
That's right.
It was so, and he would
perfect
do it
timing.
Every single week. And you would listen to the Saturday Night Live audience. And sometimes there'd be a smattering of laughter. Sometimes there would be crickets.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
He relished
didn't care.
It.
He loved that. It. He absolutely loved that.
Remember after the verdict drop, he came in and I think his first joke on Weekend Update was, well, it's official. Murder is legal in California.
That's what he said. It was just, I don't know if he even had an agenda as much as he just loved the controversy of it.
Yeah.
And he would be there and do that. And then he's sitting next to, on Conan's set, a young lady, and they're promoting a movie. I think it's with Carrot Top.
I know the clip you mean. It was Courtney Thorne Smith.
Courtney Thorne Smith, and the movie is Chairman of the Board.
Right.
And Conan says to him, he's making these jokes about the movie being horrible. And Courtney Thorne Smith and Andy Richter are falling off the chair because he's just too funny to be an a-hole about it. Mm-hmm. And then Conan challenges him and says, well, the movie's called Chairman of the Board. Do something with that, Norm. He said, yeah, well, the chairman of the board is spelled B-O-R-E-D. And they were so simple, sophomoric, but they were just fun. And so I didn't realize there's so much of him to be enjoyed out there. And of course, when somebody passes away, you focus on him. But I'd done deep dives on Norm MacDonald like I did with Rickles.
Yeah.
Because he's just, I'd watch that yakety clankety thing on Letterman when he said, I don't know how many of you are history buffs. And we play it, you know, I mean, it's on my, I have my regular stuff. And, you know, that's what I play.
Did you happen on the scene that he did with Rickles? I think the movie was called Dirty Work.
No, never saw that one. Rickles, didn't get that deep.
There's like about 1 minute scene where he's...
I'm Mark Sabaty.
And he plays...
Hold on, Rob.
Okay.
Now I feel bad because you pointed out it was Fellas and it wasn't just
that's
Oscar.
Right.
And
you
Rob.
Know what?
Fellas.
And still, he should
that's
like
my paranoia. That's
he should let
paranoia.
It go. I mm-hmm. believe the movie in it, they hired Rickles for like one day's work to play the manager of a movie theater. And he goes down the line and he makes fun of everyone who works at the movie theater. And they said, and I recall an interview that Norm MacDonald saying, the only thing that was hard was not cracking up. Because Rickles is making fun of you. And it's just, and you know, he appreciated that sort of, because Rickles was also his very unapologetic. When we get up there, if Rickles didn't laugh, he knew it was something wrong with the audience. If they didn't laugh, Rickles knew it was something wrong with the audience. And I think that he sort of had that same chip, Norm MacDonald did. And the other thing, did you ever watch, it's probably 3 or 4 years old now, and I'm sure it's still there, that Norm MacDonald did a Netflix special that was just... so much of him in a row that it got funnier and funnier and funnier because you kind of find his groove. And the one joke I took away is, what is it? Old people get hurt all the time. I said to my grandmother, I said, how'd you get that bruise? She said, the wind. And again, the audience is like moderately laughing.
Yes.
But if you really focus on the joke, it kills. And it's funnier because he doesn't care that they're not
also,
laughing.
Genuine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like how many times there were people, his friends, in? If you did.
Were you old enough to even remember Norm MacDonald on Saturday Night Live?
Well, I had to take a deep dive simply because of work. When I was placing the Mangrate ad buys.
Oh, that's right.
Somebody pitched Norm's podcast. Early days. Early
you ever
days.
Chat? You ever chat with him?
Yes. So I remember having a no less than 20-minute conversation with him, his agent, and the representative for the ad buy.
Right.
And like he did not want to be there. And he did not care.
And he was and so genuine about that.
It was
that,
so
right?
funny. Where he heard his agent trying to wrangle him.
Yes.
Now, Norm, you like to grill, right? Oh, people grill for me. Like it was like this whole back and forth. And I think I might have mentioned this on the show. Our initial run with Norm was not successful, and it was not successful because of Norm. It just sometimes they just don't work out because the timing's wrong.
Uh huh.
And then, but Norm, he still had the flight of ads that when you place them, you place them.
Right.
You know, we're not going to cancel them.
Right.
He didn't know they were unsuccessful. He was just doing the ads through the run because you don't tell talent. But then when you watched him pitch a product like the Mangrates, which you've done on the show, he would lay this hunk of steel in front of his guests and say, pick that up. And riff about it. And
it was such still funny to have Norm MacDonald do your commercial.
In such a terrible way. And I'll tell you, so we had a 2 month flight.
Right? This is a great story. That, I love this.
Was it Nick Schwartzman?
Schwartzman, I think his name, yeah.
Picked it up. He said, are you trying to sell these or insult these? he goes, well, I'm trying to sell them. Help me out here.
God, that's so. You must have been laughing your ass off.
I was laughing my ass off. The owner of Mangrates was not. He said, what's wrong with this guy?
Bummer.
And I said, look, this is classic, and I hope we can find it. So much so that a fan, no one at Mangrates, but a fan, made a Norm MacDonald supercut video of him and every single terrible Mangrate commercial he put together, which was roughly 5 minutes long of terrible pitchmen.
That's
awesome.
That went viral and sold Mangrates.
It worked. Rob, is the movie Dirty Work?
I believe it is the movie that
Rickles is in? All right, let me see. I think I got it.
Members of the National Office are coming here tonight for their annual inspection of this theater. Right now, I'm going to explain to you my managing style for the benefit of the new guys.
Now he's walking over to Norm.
So there you are, Tubby.
He's talking to Artie Lang right now.
You look like a bucket of lard on a bad day. You baby gorilla. Why don't you work a zoo and stop bothering people? I got a call yesterday from Baskin Robbins. They said that they're down to only 5 flavors. You're swelling up as I talk to you. Look at you. How's this? How's it doing? Hello, ice cream. Having a good time.
He's talking to his stomach.
Running around.
Now he's moving over to Norm.
Because I called your friend a fat pig. Huh?
He's
talking to
Norm.
Oh, no. I was just laughing earlier when you were talking to his belly.
Did you get a horse and live in the mountains someplace? Don't bother anybody. Got a personality like a dead moth.
Okay.
That's it. Is that it? That's it. I was just laughing as you were talking to his belly. I don't feel like any writing went on during that scene. There was no script for that. I think they just stood in a theater lobby and did that.
But they hired him for a day.
Oh, my God.
They hired Don Rickles for a day.
But it's just, you know, we didn't, it's been kind of a slow thing with Norm. We were all shocked.
Yeah.
You know, we found out right before the show the other day that this had happened. And then to come back and, you know, he's somebody like, you just gain an appreciation for the gaping hole that's, you know, that's his loss and just how really funny he was when he was doing that. And he was funny in a way of, he's just a funny guy.
Yeah. Because
he would tell a joke on Conan that had no real punchline, and he'd just go on and on and on. And he was having such a good time that it wasn't working. I love that. That to me is fantastic.
I actually, in the audio vault today, I have an example of that. And he does relish the fact that you're along for the ride and that he's in control. Mm. That's what he digs, I think, or dug. And I also was, it's remarkable if you're following anyone around on Instagram or all the social media, the amount of love that poured out from celebrities and coworkers.
Oh, people that you didn't even know that were colleagues of his.
And they, I mean, he was adored. He was truly adored.
Let's play the clip I was telling about where he's on with Courtney Thorne-Smith and Norm is just giving her a hard time about the movie that she's making that I think with Carrot Top.
Yeah.
So let's try this and see if this will work.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 seasons. My next guest has played Allison Parker, one of the many dysfunctional but gorgeous residents of Melrose Place. Please welcome Courtney Thorne-Smith.
Now, Norm has just been on the show, and Norm is moving.
He's got to move looks down like the couch.
He's
ready.
Yeah. He's moving down the couch. And he's giving her a nice big embrace and a big hug. And Conan pushes him away after that. I forgot about Courtney Thorne-Smith. Lovely lady.
Yes.
Absolutely delightful.
Was she on Wings
delightful.
As well?
Wings.
Yeah.
Norm, you're sick and you're all over her like a bear rug. Just leave her alone.
No, you know, because before, during the commercial, I was saying I had a huge crush on her.
Yeah.
And then you said you did too.
I said I did. When you were on Day by Day, I developed this big crush on you. And this whole talk show is a scheme to get you here.
I liked her when she was on the Tomorrow Show with Tom Snyder. What? Not the Tomorrow Show, but the Later Show.
He says to me in the break.
You have no idea who I am.
Yeah, no, I know from that show. That's all.
He says to me, I really like her. I saw her. I really think she's great. I really have a crush on her. And I said, where, you know, you saw her in Melrose Place? He said, no, I was watching Tom Snyder and she was on and she was a great guest. And I said, wait a minute, that's the show that's opposite our show. Why aren't you watching our show, pal?
Because I wasn't on it that night.
Stay. We have exciting stuff to talk about. You've been on this show, Melrose Place, for 5 years.
For 5 years.
And now you're leaving. Why are you leaving?
All right, I'm going to skip ahead to the Norm part.
It's
where,
time.
I mean, not that this is.
You know, I mean, how many times?
I really enjoyed that.
You're the biggest ass I ever. Some sense of like, is it one of those? Because every year they try and have a season finale where everybody gets into a Zeppelin and blows up, you know?
Well, now you've given it away.
It's a Zeppelin. It's a Zeppelin. All right.
Are you talking about Melrose Place? No,
you're the biggest ass I ever met.
No, because I swear to God, and when I lived in L.A., I lived on the actual street called Melrose Place. There's an actual street.
There's a Melrose. Is there really a Melrose Place?
There's a Melrose Place.
Okay.
You
all
know
right.
this, right?
Yes, it's true.
So they opened a restaurant called Melrose Place on it, and then it's right beside my house, and every time I go out, there's all these, like, tourists.
They bleeped them.
These tourists, like, they're always fat, and they're taking pictures, standing in front of this restaurant.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He says nothing at it.
Yeah, what else, Norm? That's what was great about it. It was just the pure energy and joy that he had. And I was with that, dealing with that until the wee That's hours.
And I misspoke. Crystal Bernard was on Wings.
Crystal Bernard.
But I think they had a similar look.
Both blonde.
I apologize to both ladies. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Go ahead. Talk about it now. Help me out, guys. I'm trying to find stuff here. Hold on a second.
We can't see where you're going.
I know. I'm still trying to look for stuff.
Well, Pat.
So bear with me.
But again, the thing that Norm did there would, on anyone else, be awful and terrible.
He gave zero Fs.
I'm trying to see if I can find the part where he's criticizing her movies.
9.5 seconds?
Okay, yeah, this is it.
Nothing but making out.
All right.
It's like 9.5 weeks, but Carrot Top.
Now he's talking about the movie.
Wow. I gotta check out that movie.
Is it called 9 1/2 Seconds? Yes. Like he's premature ejaculating.
You know, you have to explain it.
You know what happened? This is what happened. You know what happened? He said 9 1/2 seconds, and I'm looking at him because I know there's more. And I wait and wait, and I see the glimmer in the eye, and then bang! I thought you were going to, but no. But what's the movie going to be called? Really?
I know what it's going to be called.
Yeah, what's that?
If it's got Carrot Top in it, you know what a good name for it would be?
What's that, Norm?
Box Office Poison.
Smith, the girl sitting to your left, is in the movie.
I'm gonna go see it for
free. How do you scare everybody else away?
No, I love this girl. I would see any movie with this girl in it. She's a beautiful lady and a talented, nice talk show guest.
Okay. As evidenced by her appearance on our rival show. All right, well, there's this 2-hour season finale of Melrose Place. There's this movie coming out.
Yes.
Title undetermined at this point.
Chairman of the Board.
Oh, all right. Do something with that, you freak.
Challenges him.
I bet the board is spelled B-O-R-E-D.
There you go. That's what I wanted, and I got it. So I'm very happy with that.
Wonderful.
We got to take a break. Norm MacDonald, that's just do something with that. And on the fly, he does that. That's the kind of stuff I love. We'll take a break and come back with the homepage right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Norm MacDonald, for keeping me up in the wee hours of the morning, getting laughs from Norm. And we'll be right back, everybody, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Live from Fort Myers, it's the West South Florida Kennel Club Dog Show.
Hello, fans. I'm Twitch, along with Jim Amato, and we're calling the action live.
We're down to the final four dogs, and we still have some surprising contenders.
With the final four, an Irish Setter, a Bolivian Hairless, a huge Spiewak Mastiff, and a Mexican Longhair Chihuahua.
Can you believe they eat these dogs in some countries?
That's right, Jim. By the way, the Spiewak Mastiff is the largest dog we've ever had in competition.
That's dog with 2 G's.
It sure is, Jim.
It looks like the handler is having some trouble with the Chihuahua.
Shut up, Frankie!
Oh, that's too bad. That'll knock him out of the competition. The judge is taking one last look, and there it is. The winner is the Mike O'Mara Bonus Best in Show.
Get a subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Until next year, this is Jim Amato and Twitch saying,
who's a good boy?
Thank you, boys. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, you no longer have to choose between natural remedies and those that work. There is a holistic solution for men that promotes both healthier hair and whole body wellness without drugs or prescriptions. Did you know that there are 5 root causes of thinning hair? Nutrafol is the hair supplement that goes beyond genetics to target stress hormones, nutrition, metabolism, and environmental factors that may be impacting your hair. Nutrafol is clinically shown to improve hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage without compromise. 21 potent natural ingredients also support sex drive, better sleep, and less stress. In a clinical study, men showed progressive improvement in hair growth and thickness after 3 and 6 months. Nutrafol is also trusted and recommended by more than 1,500 top doctors. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code TMOS to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code TMOS. And on behalf of everybody on the show, we want to thank Nutrafol for being a fine new sponsor.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know.
This is the homepage.
Well, we were just talking about him, ladies and gentlemen. The comedy universe devastated by the death of Norm Macdonald. Here's just a small sample of the tributes that poured in yesterday. Oh, Adam Sandler said, "Every one of us loved Norm. Some of the hardest laughs of my life with this man. Most fearless, funny, original guy we knew. An incredible dad, a great friend, a legend. Love you, pal." Conan, we were just playing the clip from that show. "I'm absolutely devastated about Norm Macdonald. Norm had the most unique comedic voice I've ever encountered, and he was so relentlessly and uncompromisingly funny. I will never laugh that hard again. I'm so sad for all of us today." David Letterman said, "In every important way in the world of stand-up, Norm was the best. An opinion shared by me and all peers. Always up to something, never certain, until his matter-of-fact delivery leveled you." Mm-hmm. And John Stewart said, "No one could make you break like Norm Macdonald. Hilarious and unique. F cancer." And so that's it. I just thought we'd pay a little more tribute than we did originally to Norm Macdonald. Let's move on, shall we, to some other great entertainers. Some of you might already know. I know Pauly Christine knows. Blair knows that Kiss has a Vegas residency coming up. The legendary rockers' engagement at the Zappos Theater, not our Zappos Theater, but the Planet Hollywood Zappos Theater. Mm-hmm. That will launch the last week of December. Regarding what fans can expect to see this time around, Gene Simmons said,
"Yes, Gene?
The plus side of Vegas is that now the culture of Vegas has changed so that it welcomes punk bands and rap of all kinds." Rob, stop making me laugh.
I'm not even looking at you. I can't
punk
look at
bands
you.
And rap of all kinds of stuff lets you do their art their way. Instead of saying that Vegas is about showgirls and magicians and stuff like that. Yes, it is, but it's also about other artists."
And then Peter Chris said, "I'm a cat."
"It's not just about showgirls and magicians."
No, not magicians, Gene.
Mike Tyson had a talk show there.
That's right.
He's a friend.
Oh, is he?
He's a friend. If they don't tell you what the rules are, you make the rules. You can come in and do it your way. So that's exactly what you're going to do. We are going to be Kiss.
Now I'm curious, Gene.
Yes, yeah, I'm here.
Are you gonna
that's
go?
All we know how to do is be Kiss, so we're going to be Kiss.
Are you gonna go to the Mirage where they have the Carnegie Deli?
I'm going to get a pastrami online. Thank you. Let me turn it back down to where I was before. So Kiss will be at the Hard Rock. A popular California ski resort whose name included a derogatory term for Native American women changed its name to Palisades Tahoe Monday. Resort officials had begun searching for a new name last year amid the reckoning on racial justice. Injustice, I should say. The renaming of Squaw Valley Ski Resort is one of many efforts nationally to address a history of colonialism and oppression against Native Americans and other people of color that includes removing statues of Christopher Columbus. So they changed the name of that. And by the way, a lot of controversy about your little thing where you said Red Hawks and somebody said, no, it's Red Hawks. It is Red Hawks,
I believe it is.
That's one of the names that we liked.
I double checked, And, you know, Daniel Snyder, actually, because they have been through this, suggested that they change the name of the place to California Ski Resort.
Didn't pull that one off, unfortunately.
He couldn't pull that off, no.
The word squaw, derived from the Algonquin language, may have once simply meant woman, but over generations, the word morphed into a misogynist and racist term to disparage indigenous women, according to the experts. And, you know, God, that place was, I mean, who we didn't, the whole issue is that it is sensitive to some people.
Right.
Most people don't even think about it. And, you know, count the white devils, myself included, among people that didn't think about it. Yeah. That's just the way it goes. You know? You may be daydreaming about your Halloween candy haul already. And believe it or not, it's time to get excited for the treats coming out this holiday season. Look, I told my wife this over lunch today. I said, I am only a shill for advertising with a news story if it's something that truly interests me. So when I saw that the Hershey Corporation, which happens to make the candy that I truly love, that's my, I'm Team Hershey.
I like it. I like Hershey's chocolate, of course.
and then I read further along, and there were several things in here that I would certainly be willing at a, you know, a Christmas party or, you know, in the aisle of a candy store to suck down.
Sure. Just, you know, to be culturally relevant, you got to taste it.
So these are the new festive flavors. Some returning items include tree-shaped Reese's. That's nothing. That's just shaping a Reese's peanut butter cup like a Christmas tree.
That is lazy.
No, that is something, and I'll tell you why. And it goes also
why is it
for
something?
The, because it's the same thing with the eggs. At Easter, there is a different peanut butter to chocolate ratio that is more appealing. There's more peanut butter.
Oh, so
less
you
chocolate.
Think you think that the ratio is it more peanut buttery stuff?
I think
that
it
what
is.
It is.
I think that's what it is.
See, I don't like that. I like just a kiss
think,
of the
I
peanut
like the
butter.
Original.
I think when
I like
you taste
the original
it,
too.
When you taste it, you'll say, "Hey, you know what? This is a step in the right direction." Well, also, I like the egg shape because it reminds me of my Lord.
Easter.
The Lord
Easter.
God?
Yeah, the Lord God.
Yeah.
Above.
Passover.
Because my
but the egg has nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ.
It has everything to do with it. Because he emerged from the tomb as the chicken emerges from the egg, which is why
that's not true.
The egg is a symbol of Easter.
The whole egg is based on the bunny and hippity hoppity and chickens and all that crap.
No, it's Easter egg is symbolic of the emergence.
Did you say he emerged from the tomb?
He hatched from an egg.
No, Pony, you stay out of this.
What? Me. All right, can I get to
on
my food,
day,
please?
Rob Spiewak,
can I get to my food?
Yes, I wish you would.
My candy. So they got the tree-shaped things you like so bad. And the sugar cookie kisses. I don't even know about this.
I don't know about this either.
Hershey Kisses. They debuted last year.
I'll take a sugar cookie.
I know that if you ask an escort for a sugar cookie kiss, it's extra.
Gross.
Gross. Although it may be new innovations that are most exciting. Classic Hershey's Kisses will be available this year in adorable Grinch foil. I can do without that.
Yeah,
I don't
thank
need
you.
That. Kit Kats are coming out with a gingerbread flavor.
Oh, that intrigues me. That intrigues me.
Reese's Cups will now be available in, this is my favorite one, a peanut brittle flavor.
That's fascinating. I'm in.
Wow, but will it have the peanut brittle consistency?
I don't know.
Like
they're not
going to
do it wrong.
I'm not a spokesman for the company. I'm just reading a news story.
All right.
It's not really even a news story. It's a cheap shill. The sugar cookie Hershey's Kisses will now come in a full-size chocolate bar version.
Ooh.
So I guess that's what they put little sugar cookie in the chocolate. Is that what it
sounds like?
That's what I thought about. Additionally, snowflake-shaped York peppermint patties, mini Heath bars, snowball whoppers will also be hitting stores. All the holiday offers will be around for a limited time only.
And they're all available at the Kiss Residency.
Don't forget, fruitcakes will be coming, too.
Fruit fritters.
And do we have that, too?
Yes.
Are we going to do that?
Of course.
All right,
Mike,
good.
According to history.com, the egg, an ancient symbol of new life, has been associated with pagan festivals celebrating the spring.
Okay.
And from a Christian perspective, Easter eggs are said to represent Jesus' emergence from the tomb and his resurrection.
Okay, go analyze somebody's writing.
Candy.
All right.
I think that's religious.
Have you or a loved one been left with physical or emotional scars from ghosts?
Do you believe in ghosts?
Ghosts. While you might not be entitled to financial compensation, you would have Eli Roth's attention. He of the Green Inferno, that horrible movie I told you about.
Oh, yeah. I remember that movie.
That horror movie, the Green Inferno. Eli Roth is a horror guy. That's what he does now. He's making his name on that. He was the bear Jew in the movie Inglourious Basterds, too. Eli announced a new show called A Ghost Ruined My Life. It'll be 8 one-hour episodes. I will be watching this. It's Discovery Plus on October 8th, Eli said, quote, "It's a hybrid of real people telling their actual stories on camera and amazing directors filming their living nightmares in cinematic stories."
This sounds good.
I'm in. That's such a beautiful description of what I like to watch.
Don't you think that's below Eli Roth's like pay grade, though?
You have not seen The Green Inferno yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Eli Roth, just remember this. He produced it, I believe, but I know he directed it for sure. Just take a peek.
Okay.
Take you 5 seconds.
Right.
Go take
right.
a peek. And you want to talk about something that was like, are you kidding me? It's horrible.
Okay.
It's horrible
Fair
on
enough.
Every level. It's horrible graphic violence that's sort of hack. But no, this is his thing.
Yeah.
He likes this kitschy horror stuff. Eli said, quote, "The hybrid of the real people with their stories, the directors film it. It's fascinating, terrifying, and absolutely real. You cannot believe what these people went through and how they managed to beat or live with their demons." I think it sounds
so
good to me.
Yeah.
In other Eli Roth news, season 3 of his History of Horror premieres October 1st on AMC, and he also helped produce a new Discovery Plus series with Zach Bagans called The Haunted Museum that's available for streaming October 2nd.
Zach Bagans is the little brother of Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo Baggins. Hello. And now a little something something. 51-year-old Anthony Tolles was working a shift at a Five Guys location in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Sunday, and one of his coworkers accused him of not working hard enough.
Oh, snap.
So Anthony responded by grabbing a pen and stabbing him in the head with it. They were arguing before it happened and took it outside to the parking lot. That's where Anthony threatened to kill the other guy and grabbed a pen from his sock. Ooh. The coworker, I guess she keeps the pens down there, gross.
Yeah.
The coworker ended up with a big gash on the side of his head right behind his ear, but he'll be okay. Anthony got arrested. He's facing felony charges for aggravated assault with an attempt to cause serious bodily injury. Mm. Police collected all the evidence from the crime scene and transported it to the station in a big greasy paper bag. Sorry. A little Five Guys humor for you, everybody. There you go. We'll take a break.
Why
and we will come back.
Why does this pen smell?
It's a, I think somebody said it might be a prison thing.
I asked for
you
Cajun
shivving
fries.
Your shoe.
Oh, okay. Cajun fries.
Cajun fries. Yum, yum. We'll take a break. And then, well, on the hygiene theme, Oscar has a hygiene question when we come back.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show, and the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it, and I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We don't get a chance to talk from the heart about Cornerstone, but there is a story that goes along with this podcast. I don't know how many years ago, 5-6 years ago, we started a relationship with this little company that was in the same building we were, actually on the same floor. They were called Cornerstone First Financial. They started to track with what we do on this show, and Oscar developed a working relationship with them, and Mark Livingstone and his wonderful people at Cornerstone First Financial decided to advertise on the show. Since then, not only have I used them, but Rob and Oscar have both used them. And mortgage rates being what they are, you should use them too. This is a great opportunity to take advantage. And they really are good people. He has staffed Cornerstone First Financial with some very responsible, smart people that help walk you through the refinance or the new home purchase. Homes have increased an average of 18% in value. And in most of our key listing areas, that's true. It's even higher than that in most of the areas that we broadcast to. What does this mean for you? Record low interest rates. Take advantage of it, and take advantage of it with people you can trust, and we can tell you can trust them. Cornerstone First Financial. You can use all the refi money to pay off credit cards, student loans, take that vacation you've been wanting. It's really, really great stuff. And more important now than ever to work with a team you trust. Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. We wanted to say thank you to them. They're a direct lender. That means they've got their own cash, so they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, and they will tell you what your home is worth with no obligation. Whether it's a refi or purchasing a new home, call now Cornerstone First Financial. Their number is 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And we thank them for their business. Oscar, you came in yesterday before the show, and you were talking about personal hygiene. Who doesn't, you think about pens and socks, personal hygiene
pens
is a very important
thing. Pens
and
socks in the morning.
Well, and we've all worked
in
radio stations where we'd have to, you know, really bite the bullet and talk to somebody about not just their breath, but just like their personal hygiene. Do you shower every day? If you're a big boy, make sure you take care of, you know, all the big crevices. Because in a while, if you skip a few days of showering because you're too busy, you might sink up the joint. We all know this.
This is true.
I don't like to take ownership of this more than anybody else, but I have to tell you, that, and there are disc jockeys, probably Jeff Gold, Dave Adler, Chuck Dickman, these guys that I worked with.
Goldie.
I didn't work with Adler, but I worked with all those names that I'm mentioning. And there's a particular name on that list. I will not mention it here because he ran afoul of the law a short time ago.
Aww.
But that particular disc jockey, who I attended American University with, and I will tell you, this guy had to be called in. I forgot what the name of the general manager was, but he was a ballsy GM, one of those old school guys, mm-hmm. and he called him into the office of the general manager because it had to be addressed. Because anyone, especially in the summertime, who would follow that guy into a studio, it was a stink-a-thon.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I get it. I understand the whole DJ thing.
I'm sitting in the office, and you know, Mike, I have this new obsession with TikTok, trying to figure
Internet.
Out how to Bitcoin.
Thank you.
How to break it down.
Internet.
And one of these little F-sticks that gets on there says, hey, how many times a week do you change your masks? By the masks we wear on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
And I stopped in my tracks, and within the TikTok platform, you can see all the comments.
Yeah.
And the comments said every other day. They said once a week. And these are all probably like sub-30s, like using this platform, right? It's a younger platform.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there, and I'm like, well, I change my mask every effing day. Does anyone else do that? I hope everyone else does that.
Mike, do you do TikTok? I don't do TikTok.
I have a mask in my car from last year.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What about you?
I wash it, but no more than once a week. I use the Podville Media mask.
Oh my God.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, doesn't it still protect you?
Yeah, but I'm seeing
it's
his point.
It's personal hygiene.
It's a good point.
My mask doesn't have any appreciable odor to it, and I don't wear it all day. You wear your mask every single day.
Yeah, so does Rob.
Yeah, yeah. You got me here.
All day. Outside of the studio, he has it on all the time.
All day.
We have lunch, snacks.
I wear it going into Golf Galaxy.
Okay,
and then coming out of Golf Galaxy. Look, and then I put it back in the little side door of my car.
Don't you think months is too much?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Fair.
Yeah.
I know that I would be lying if I didn't say that these masks have been laundered, but it certainly is not on a regular basis. It is disgusting. I'm now aware of that.
Yes.
Because I like my copper, what is it, Tommy Copper?
Yeah, Copper Fit.
I like my Tommy Copper masks. And
hi, I'm Tommy Copper.
But for you,
it's a guy.
For you, Rob, and I'm
Tommy Copper. I invented this fantastic mask because I knew you. Anyway.
Matt Bloom, you wear a mask every day.
I do.
Because we have to here at work, right? It's mandated. Mm-hmm. How many times a week do you change your mask?
When I get home, I toss it, and I just grab a new one for the next day.
See?
Disposable.
So you wear a paper one?
Yeah, like the little fabric disposable guys.
It's spun silk. He's just very rich.
Now, why do you answer? That is such a classic pony answer. I say, what, the little paper ones? Yeah, just a little fabric one.
Yeah,
that's such a pony answer, isn't
it?
Is it paper or is it
disposable? It's disposable.
It's disposable.
Yeah, it's the ones that we provide here at the shop.
Exactly. Then it's got to be paper, right?
It's paper.
Yes.
It's a paper mask.
Right.
I'm asking because I went through all these comments.
I'm Tommy Copper.
I went through all these comments.
These masks are so good, you're going to love it. I got to go get it.
Make masks.
All right, I'm going to the car and get my mask.
Quick like a bunny.
One kid or young man said he just flips his mask over every other day.
Well, that's the same as like saying I wear my underwear inside out.
That's what I think.
That's exactly wrong. Now, I will take ownership. I should not be. You know what? What I need to do is alternate day. And I have a second mask, so I'm going to start alternating.
You can get a third mask if you want.
Well, I could get a thousand
All
masks.
Of these things are possible.
The world is my oyster.
It's like because the government gave you two pairs of underwear. You just wear those two?
No, but I'm saying.
No.
Here
we have tons of masks.
I'm ashamed.
I don't think enough people think about this. And in fairness to or anybody within the realm of this broadcast,
yes,
I didn't think about it until I saw the TikTok video, and I said, "Well, I change mine every day. Sheer hygiene."
Yeah, and it is that we're a culture.
Mike's back.
Yeah, we're a culture that's not accustomed to having to wear masks all the time. That's a good one.
All right, smell it. Smell it on air. Right there. Both sides.
By the way, this is a recently washed microphone screen.
Okay. Yes.
And that would have been more problematic than this mask, which I have on all the time.
Oh, wow.
There's just no odor to it.
Wow.
I mean,
Pony, I'll show it up close. Pony, would you smell Rob's mask?
Sniff the mask?
Actually, you know what? Mask.
No.
Come
on. Please, Pony.
Please.
Oscar, oh, why don't you
smell it? I'll do it.
Why don't
fine.
You smell
give
it?
Give it to me.
What are you doing? I don't recommend this.
All right, here we go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not great. I did it too.
Oh, no. Oh, this is so gross.
There is a little gunk on the mask. I should say that. There is gunk on his mask.
I wish we
mask.
Could zoom in on that. Probably on your shot, you're probably seeing it. All right, go ahead. Give it
you know what? All the things we say on the air, I really do love Oscar. And Oscar, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm the dummy that said, Pony, will you sniff it?
Yeah.
All right. It's not- Just get it over with.
Oh!
Yeah. Could have told you.
What did you have for lunch all week?
It's the mask you can eat.
That you can eat. Cool. But yes, I will definitely launder them.
I don't think it'd be terrible if it was like a one-day use. But
yeah, you're right.
How many weeks?
It's been at least 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's 2 weeks.
I should wash it. I should. You know what? It should be a daily thing.
But hold on. All right. So yes, I get it. Gross. But it's on your face, right? It's your Griblies.
But still.
But hold on. My question is, though, not really... a detriment to the protective and the preventative measures that you take.
Not at all. Correct? Not at all.
This is personal hygiene.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was telling Rob that if the government issued you 2 pairs of underwear, maybe you'd invest in a third. Like,
it's true.
And I'm religious about my undies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've got tons of underwear.
Yes.
Hanes underwear.
Mike, 4,000 pounds of underwear.
No, I've recently been really fastidious about everything. I've been taking to wearing the Hanes white boxers.
I don't
and
think
so
Mike,
when you wear white underwear, it's very dangerous. But you have to be more careful.
Mike,
you know?
I met up with a gambler.
What?
We were both too tired to sleep.
Right. Exactly.
Look, you're the cleanest of the three of us. I get a new mask every day, and we launder these on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. So how much do you get a ton of these cloth? And is it is it an effective mask?
It's as good as it gets right now. It's not an N95.
What kind of mask is that?
It's not an N95. It's not even certified. It's a heavy, thick cloth mask.
It's a Kirkland.
All right.
Emerson.
My question to you is this.
These white surgical masks that I use.
You think... Everyday new mask, even disposable. Gross.
I don't know what I'm doing.
What do you think the rule of thumb should be?
I agree with you. I completely now have to acquire more. Although,
yes.
You know, where I live, it's always I'm now the oddity down here. Down here in stupid land, most people aren't wearing masks.
Got it.
So
at all.
So less laundry.
But if you were wearing them every day.
Yeah. If I was wearing them every day, I probably was still doing a bad job of it. And I was in a situation where my life consists of coming in and doing this show in my own home, off to the outdoor activity of playing golf. That's pretty much my life.
Yeah.
And we would meet in the parking lot in golf carts, and that was it. So there just wasn't a mask on me as much
unless
as it was on other people. Unless I go to the grocery store.
If you go to the Galaxy.
No. I was there today in the Golf Galaxy Golf Superstore doing nothing. I bought golf balls. That's it. And I walked around the whole store, and can I help you? And I have a standard line when they descend upon you. I say, just wandering aimlessly, which is exactly what I was doing.
Yeah, it's good.
Carla and I have a Wednesday day,
yes.
And she got last minute scheduled. So I was like, I'll be honest with you. I'm a loser. I'm just out on my own. I got nothing on the agenda. Mm. Absolutely nothing on the agenda. So I'm sitting there, and the guy comes over to me and says, hey, what are you doing? I said, just wandering aimlessly. But at least I wasn't doing it like this. like these guys. I'm old. I'm old. I'm going to put it over my mouth.
I lost.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We got to take a break. All right. We have to take a break. That's every day.
Really?
A fresh one every day.
If you have to wear it all day.
You can launder them and have them stacked up, but they're always clean, like clean laundry.
Yeah.
Treat your cloth masks. Or better yet, buy an N95 mask.
Yeah.
I got some of those, too.
Disposable.
And my son has a pack that he brand new one every day. So there you go. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you,
everybody.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. 1. Select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. 2. Send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? Ha 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 ha! You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. Rob, I don't need that information at the top of that commercial anymore. The one that I'm going to read out. Are you still going to the post office? And are you still paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters. You can ship packages. You can pay less, a lot less.
A lot
with
less.
Discounted rates from USPS and UPS and more. Stamps.com, it's a must-have for any business. We've used it for such a long time. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, a side hustle, Etsy job, shipping out orders, whatever, or you're just navigating this hybrid work life, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then you schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple with Stamps.com. You get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us. This is what I want you to do. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com. There's no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to the stamps.com. That's really an old person.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Go to the stamps.com. No, it's stamps.com.
You're watching the television. I'm looking at the television.
Look at
it. Click on that. What's that thing up in the corner? It's a microphone? Well, click on it.
That's right.
Oh, there it is. Type in TMOS. When you do that, old person, that's stamps.com, promo code TMOS, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. All right, Rob Spiewak, I wanted to get both of your things on today. Yours and Oscar. I want the pricing game.
Okay, then we can start.
I had an uneventful day just sitting on my ass waiting for my wife to get off of work.
So this is for you. We talked earlier this week, or I think last week, a little bit about Costco and the fact that Costco has a laxative effect on you. So a call back to this. The thing about Costco is you go there and you get into the mindset, everything you buy here is a good idea to buy here.
What are you reaching for over there? Oh, you're reaching over across the room.
But I kept eye contact on you, didn't I?
You tried.
Thank you.
It looked painful.
Sorry.
Thank you for trying. But in any case, this is
a
game.
I happen to have it right over here.
I'm sorry. You really were not reaching that far. It's just little things are noticeable. You really weren't reaching that far. You are, and now you're playing your music. I don't want to mess it up. Go ahead. I already have. I apologize.
No, it's fine. This is these are a list of items. That was terrific.
Go ahead. Don't worry about me.
Okay. This is a
just
game.
Just playing with my tumor gator.
Okay.
Nice.
You know, the fun part about this game is he's already invested in it.
Yes.
Okay.
I am invested. I'm very curious.
Okay. So the thing is, I found this list of things that you should and should not buy when you go to Costco.
Okay.
So right. I will go back and forth between you and Oscar, name the item, and you say, buy it or don't buy it at Costco.
Okay.
All right?
Oh, you mean like as far as what the value is?
Value, usage, all things like that.
I've read every article known to mankind on this. I will be great at this game.
All right. The first item I have, Mike, I'll let you kick off the game.
All right.
Bread.
Don't buy it.
That is incorrect. Give yourself a buzzer.
Yeah, buzzer.
No. If you love all kinds of bread, Costco is definitely a place to buy it. So you might have to freeze it, but it's a great place to buy bread. Mm. Oscar.
Yes.
spices.
Definitely buy it there.
Don't buy spices Costco because they are ground spices. They're too big, and you won't use them all, and they'll lose their effectiveness.
You started off with a tough one.
I actually put these in random order, Mike.
I don't believe you for a second.
Maybe if you stopped making fun of the game, Tumor Gator.
All right, go ahead.
Breakfast cereal.
Ooh. You know this.
It's in your brain.
Yes, buy it.
Yes, give yourself a ding.
Ding.
You should buy it because the thing is they have.
I just got all. I was so confident that when I blew it with the bread question, my confidence suffered.
They have the individual bags within the huge boxes of cereal. Just make sure you don't open all the bags at once so it stays crunchy.
Absolutely.
Oscar.
Yes.
Kirkland Light Beer.
Buy it from Costco.
They say don't buy it.
Damn it.
Because consumers have reported that it tastes like urine.
Oh, no.
It is a horribly...
They're known.
Look, here's the thing. For that company to take a dive into an area where they are, you know, going all in, that is a big deal to get Kirkland beer. And, I mean, Kirkland wines have been rated really highly. People have talked about their beer. Everybody said it tasted like ass.
And you know what? Also, their liquors. Their liquors have gotten really high marks. Their bourbon, their vodka.
I have an Irish whiskey. Let me tell you something about myself. I've got Irish whiskey from Costco that I drink about 3 or 4 glasses before the show starts.
Every day.
Just small ones. Just a little cocktail
little
glass.
Every day.
And I have it in my liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
And it is, it's cost effective and it's just as good as Jameson's, which is kind of the gold standard for that.
Mike, gasoline.
Absolutely, 100%. Bought it today, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
I'm giving myself a day.
The value
right there.
Is there. Oscar.
The lines are too long sometimes when I drive.
You go off hours. You know, they're open late. They're like open at 9 p.m. together.
That.
Mike, I'm sorry, Oscar, ground coffee.
Buy it.
Don't buy it.
Oh,
just like the spices.
Man.
It loses its effectiveness.
I'm 0 for 0.
I don't think you've gotten any. You're not a Costco guy.
I buy my groceries online.
Oh, you do?
Oh, no, actually, I make my wife buy the groceries online.
All right.
You're not a big box store guy because you live in the city.
Yeah, and I can't fit big boxes in my house.
Your house is a big box.
Yes, it is.
Mike?
But he has a fresh mask whenever he goes to the store.
Mask
condiments.
For
condiments. Your ketchup, your mustard, your mayo.
Absolutely.
No. No. Don't buy condiments. They go bad before you use them. Although
ketchup doesn't go bad.
It's shelf stable until you open it. Then they recommend refrigeration.
Oh. Well, I mean, I keep it in the refrigerator it right next to my masks.
Oscar.
Yes.
Vanilla extract.
Buy it.
Yes. Do buy vanilla extract at
Kirkland.
Finally,
1 point.
And I have.
That's because it's got alcohol, right? So it lasts a long time.
It's not a ground spice, so it retains its potency.
Nice.
Mike?
Yeah.
Costco sheet cakes.
Ooh.
Well, of course. Yes, because it's a great deal and you're going to eat them that afternoon.
Especially if you're going to resell them at Jimmy's.
Yeah.
No,
that's when his kitchen's got a problem, you know? Pie. Yeah, he doesn't sell sheet cakes unless it's like a birthday. Happy birthday!
Maybe you'd like to book the buffalo wing. The cake package comes with a sheet cake.
Hey, you know, congratulations to Jimmy. Maybe it's the pandemic. He hasn't done anything dumb in a long, long time.
Could be. Could be the pandemic.
Yeah. You know, this scares me when we talk like this.
Oh, no. Come on.
Oscar.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Flour.
Can't get rid of it.
Flour. Flour.
Buy it.
Don't buy it.
Oh, no.
It's a huge package of flour. You'll never use it in time. Mike.
Yes.
Running shoes.
Well, yes, because they're, you know, yes.
No, don't buy running shoes at Costco.
All of you have bought shoes.
Why?
A commenter wrote on a website, some of you may think it's a good deal, but what you're getting is Walmart quality shoes at Costco prices.
Oh, a little more pricey,
there
right?
There you go.
Oscar.
See? Rob, you're wearing them, right?
I am, yes. But I don't run.
No, fair enough.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing
I'm
wearing
Costco brand shoes. No, they're not Costco brand, I don't think.
I think these are Costco.
I think they're New Balance.
You bought them at Costco.
I did buy them. They're Fila via Costco.
Though Fila's a big brand.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm talking about Costco.
In 1980.
Curling brand.
Go ahead.
Fila corrective shoes.
That's right. You can find them at your Costco, Mike, right next to the hospital bed.
There it is. Doesn't have to be every day, but we get it in on the show sometimes.
We get it in there when we can. Oscar, pickles.
Yes.
Yes, do buy tickles, please.
That's a ding for Oscar.
Buy everything.
Right. Oh, we need another music bed. Hold on, I'm sorry.
Oh, we don't really. Yeah, can't we finish? Can't we just finish?
That was it.
All right. One more for each. This is worth 1,000 points.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Mike, ready to drink strawberry margarita. Kirkland brand, ready to drink strawberry margarita.
Think.
I'm going to say no. Don't buy it.
Down 1,000 points. Do buy it.
Yes!
It has a great review, and it's quite potent alcoholically.
I can't wait.
So
with that said.
Yes.
Who out of the three of us has that product in his home right now?
Mm. Well, that you means know, you are really
this, I've been doing this too much on the show. Yes, God damn it.
Are you leaving because you're mad you lost?
Show and tell.
Oh, he's going, to get the margarita.
He hasn't lost yet.
That's true. You have to get this next one.
Ooh, a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. And it would be impolite for me to do it without him
being here.
We will wait for
him. I like that he knows what he has.
And has what he knows.
In his bar.
The bar!
Margarita mix is...
No, it's not a mix.
What is it?
It's ready to go. You chill and pour.
With the alcohol?
Yes.
I didn't know they made that.
Yes.
That's strange.
Yeah, well, I think it's a state-by-state thing. I don't think you can get it at the Virginia Costco.
If you do that in college, that'd be amazing.
College. You know what's popular? Did I tell you this? What's very popular at WVU?
What's that?
Wine.
Wine?
They have Wine Wednesdays.
Oh, well.
That Robert has heard about, not participated in.
There's an excuse for everything.
Look at that!
You do have it! That is effing hilarious.
They should have that in the Costco mailer.
Yeah, that's a huge mix.
It is. All right. The music is over.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Because something found its way into my liquor cabinet that I did not purchase.
What's that?
That would be the award-winning Zing Zang all-natural margarita mix.
Zing Zang?
We're fans of the margaritas.
Sure. Absolutely.
This is the cheesiest looking label I think I've ever seen. This looks like a lower tier energy drink.
It looks like a cleaning supply.
It does.
Of your cold.
It looks nasty too. It really, really does. Now the Costco's been in the fridge.
That's classy.
Well, it should be.
That's
it should be served cold.
Ready to rock, ready to go.
Let's see. Unopened.
The party could break out at any moment.
We always keep our champagne chilled.
Really?
Why do they say, Rob, why do they say Kirkland Strawberry Margarita Wine Cocktail?
Because they probably use wine as the base alcohol.
And not that's tequila?
Well, probably because you have a wine-based cocktail, you can sell it in more states.
We have a minute, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, try.
And
it.
Then we have to determine if Oscar wins
or loses. I'd like to be a winner today.
Do you love to win?
Yeah.
Win. Right, Steve, win.
It's been a lot.
Let me shake it.
Shake it one time for me.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Mike is opening the bottle.
He's
going to try it out.
Remember, it said to buy this.
It's got the boozy.
The poor thing. Yeah,
spare no expense.
He's holding it like a kid holds a bottle.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, bleh.
No,
not a fan.
No. Oh man,
what if it was over ice?
Because it's wine.
Oh, so it's like
a wine. It's got a. You can't. You can, what's a freaking?
What's the point?
Hey, I didn't make it, pal.
That
I'm just
nasty.
Going by the website.
That's a real review right there.
It's made with 100% de agave wine. Mm. And real. That's wrong.
Agave
why
wine?
Can't, yeah. Why can't they put it? Because they sell it in the store and not in the liquor store
next
door.
Exactly. And also, that would be an issue if they wanted to sell that in Virginia. They couldn't sell it at all.
Mm. Oh, my God. That's nasty.
All right.
Here we go.
Mike O'Mara for Costco. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. This is for all the marbles. This
I
one
thought
for
we just
Oscar.
Did that.
No, I'm going to win.
This is Oscar's 1,000
for me
pointer.
To win.
All right,
Oscar?
Yes. We're running late.
Pet food.
Do you buy it at Costco?
Should you buy pet food at Costco?
Yes.
No.
Yes! No. Oscar wins!
Yes!
Oscar wins!
God.
Oscar wins! Oscar
damn
wins!
It. All right,
I
we have to take a break.
I about this and I won.
All right.
You got to go.
Congratulations. I'll send you this.
Thank you.
That was a taste test on the air. Wine cocktail.
Wine cocktail.
Bleck oh bleck. Don't advertise something as a margarita if it's a wine cooler.
Mm. Oh, that's
you
true.
Bastards.
You know what that was? Bartles and James.
God, that's exactly what it was. We'll be right back with Rob's thing.
Mrs. Z wants candy.
Shannon.
Thanks, Pete.
I like Dexter. To snack.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, if they're sour, Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds, Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bit-O-Honey.
I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And there was some spooge on the
I can't imagine something that's a watermelon strawberry margarita mix would be sticky.
It's not watermelon.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's strawberry.
Strawberry. If you've listened to the show for a while, you know that Rob is obsessed with Best Fiends.
True.
Because you're still playing that game. It's the best match three style game by far.
He loves
The rest are basically the same game with different color schemes. So stop crushing the same old candy and try a puzzle game with something fresh to offer with Best Fiends. You play through an actual storyline complete with good guys, the fiends.
That's right.
And not so good guys, the slugs. Your fiends start out as wee baby versions of their future selves.
It's true.
The more you play, the more fiends join your team. And the more powerful they become. They help you solve increasingly challenging puzzles as you progress through the game. It's an action-packed adventure and a brain-boosting puzzle game all rolled into one. And with new content added all the time, you're never bored.
You're not.
Not B-O-A-R-D, B-O-R-E-D. Where are you at now with your game?
Level 4240, Mike. 4,240. It's called.
Weren't you like at 41 last time we checked?
No, I've gone 100 levels.
Did you stop playing?
I've gone up 100 levels.
I walk in the office and I can't even yell at him because he's playing Best Fiends.
Mike, it's called Clear the Lanes, and this is great because there's a new thing now. You got to get 14 cupcakes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And you still got to kill six slugs.
I thought you'd be at 20,000 by now.
I'm working on it.
There's always fresh challenges, there is always a fresh challenge.
Yes.
Waiting for you. When you need a mental pickup. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open up the dumpster and see who's hiding in there right now. Take it away.
Well, Mike, it's two people today.
When it comes to switching the natural light, add me to the
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. Hold on a second. Wait. I didn't hear it because it was
too much
you didn't
ruckus.
Wait till the thing going on. See, now I open it and I'll cue you.
Hey, Norm, when it comes to switching to natural light, add me to the roster.
Tony Jurgensen, good to see you.
Oh.
That was Mike. That was Sonny Jurgensen with Norm Crosby.
That's exciting. That is
They're both just visiting. They're both just visiting.
The NFL is back.
That's right.
Good stuff.
And natural light.
Hey, Norm, when it comes to switching to natural light, add me to the roster.
Tony Jurgensen, good to see you.
Add me to the roster.
Wow, that's exciting. And Sonny's still with us.
Yes, he is. Christian Adolf Jurgensen.
Norm, not so much.
No, I think Norm is with us too.
Norm Crosby?
Yeah, it's Pony Check.
All right, go ahead.
All right,
I'll do it.
All right. Aaron Rodgers had a very bad rollout this season. He had a very momentous offseason. Was he going to come back? Is he not?
Did you say momentous?
Yeah, momentous.
What's momentous?
His offseason, he was in the news because they didn't know if he was going to come back or not.
I didn't know that was a word.
Monumental, maybe?
Is momentous a word?
Momentous.
He died November 7th, 2020 in L.A.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear this.
Not Aaron Rodgers.
No, Norm Crosby. But,
hey, what's with Aaron Rodgers and the man bun? When did he go with that look?
I think
that's new, isn't it?
Sizzling, isn't it?
Oh. I don't know. Don't care for it.
It was a rough offseason.
Yeah, it was
a rough offseason. And then he got what he wanted, and then he had a terrible opening game for this past season.
And
I will say, though, when you're talking about his age, is he, what, 40-something, right?
I don't know if he's that old.
I think that there gets to be a point where, look, the ponytail, I understand you can be an old gray beard and have the long ponytail, but I think the man bun, you know, you're pushing it if you're in your 40s.
You think?
You really are.
Yeah. He blamed one of his interceptions on the opening weekend of the NFL on a phrase I don't think I've heard in a press conference since Tom Landry used it, was a double nut shot. He blamed it.
Is that one guy hits you high?
Yeah. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. There's some ones you wish you had back. There's some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double nut shot I took. Right before I'm throwing it, I took a left kind of clothesline, and somebody on the right, you know, with a right kind of cross, double shot. That was a painful one. Why are they bleeping out nut?
People have different standards. People have different standards than us. That's why I explained what
38
it was.
Years old.
38 years
really?
Young.
Really? Yep. Okay.
I thought he was older than that, actually.
Well, he gave an interview in, I think it was Fox NFL Sunday that I watched, where he was interviewed before the game started with Aaron Andrews. And I like watching Aaron Andrews interview anybody. I like watching Aaron Andrews.
Sure.
He's a strange dude.
He's curmudgeon-y.
doesn't seem Yeah. I don't know. What are you looking for, man? I mean, I think he's a seeker, and maybe I looked at a guy that did not appear to be A, excited for the NFL season,
mm-hmm.
or B, happy that he was still with Green Bay. There, he just seemed like a malcontent. That's what I thought.
In fairness, he prior to the season's opener, he's, if not the best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And he wanted to leave the team. They wouldn't let him leave. He finally got what he wanted with a certain handful of key players. But now he's in a spot where he's literally playing himself out of the season, right?
Yeah, so, and by the way, Tom Brady is at 44 is an incredible anomaly, yeah, and you don't get many Tom Bradys. I mean, no matter what, I don't know what the genetics are for Aaron Rodgers,
also,
one of the greatest of all time.
Just announced that she's having a baby with John Mulaney, and that's his ex girlfriend. So maybe he's a little bitter about that, even though he is engaged to that starlet himself. It's just a lot going on.
Also, I think he's still broken up that he didn't get Jeopardy.
Yeah,
John Mulaney. Since you brought up John Mulaney, I have to say, I just was so shocked. I really was, because if there was one guy that I would not think was out of his mind on drugs mm-hmm. When he was performing, it would be John Mulaney. Yeah. Mister almost kind of looks like a conservative banker. And
if you
and
listen
all that
to the,
stuff,
all his stand-up though talks about what a bad past he had with alcohol. He's got a very addictive past. And what he has one bit where he talks about, he was at a party and he drank a bottle of perfume.
That's like Olympia Dukakis. That's an old reference for back in the day.
Rubbing alcohol, right?
Rubbing has something like cleaning supplies. Just say, hey, you know, when you want that high,
okay.
Go for it.
Speaking of sports, and that's the name of my new segment, Mike. Rob Spiewak, speaking of sports.
Tune in every day.
In Ireland, I've never seen this before. Cricket, they're playing cricket out on the abandoned field, right? And a dog runs out and steals the ball.
They're going to have to look to take two. They're going to have to take a chance now. Oh, dog. Oh, the dog is the ball. Oh, here we go. Now that is...
It was a golden.
It was brilliant.
Now, there we go. Dog has
puppy,
stopped play.
Puppy,
oh, there we go. I think we'll retrieve the ball. It may need a clean.
It may need a clean, right?
You know, it just goes to show you can have that wonderful highfalutin accent, but still not come up with any really good patter.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's John Madden when you need him right now?
It was great. There was a golden that was on a leash and dragging the mm-hmm. leash. By the way, obviously, like, got away from his owner. But you have to imagine, if you are a retriever and you're seeing a ball go back and forth, that's got to be like heroin for you. That dog needed that ball.
Well, speaking of dogs and taking things, I have to tomorrow. I'm playing a great new game show right after Jeopardy called Save the Stool, because Winslow has an appointment with the vet tomorrow.
Wow.
So I will be saving the stool. It will not be that plastic bag that goes right into the little the thing.
All right. And let's close with this, Mike. When you're trying to discipline a kid and the kid laughs at you, it's murder. And when it's a baby laughing, it's even better. And her name is Stormy. And she just won't stay in her car seat. Stormy won't.
Hold on, Rob, before you play this, I am sorry. She knows we're doing this show. Hold on just a second.
She.
Mrs. O'Mara, why are you calling at the very end of the show?
Oh, sorry. It's I'm at the club working out. Mike has Spanish right now. So.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm still doing the show.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, though. Appreciate it. Thanks for the respect.
Love you.
What was damaged?
But she's
working out,
Mike.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
It's sad.
Jeez.
When something
I think
damaged.
She was working out. Nothing was damaged.
Okay, good.
All right, so the kid's name is Stormy. We're going to have a discussion in this household about my work that's just violated.
I'm
that's
the king.
Pooped on.
You're nothing.
God.
I'm the king.
Can I be honest? We'll save it till tomorrow.
Disrespect.
But the fact that's happening is just like, you go do your little play act.
Are you done playing with your friends, Oscar and Robbie?
Yeah. And I'm mad at myself for buying this. Because I didn't see wine.
Tell her
cocktail.
You're hammered. You can't pick up anybody.
That's right. Exactly.
Going on. And he's got my overscheduled son as his Spanish teacher in Columbia. Yes, go ahead.
You love children laughing. Enjoy the sounds of Stormy.
Stormy, I'm not going to tell you again. Sit back. Sit back. Stormy. Girl, sit back.
Which reminds me of my son when he was so cute and he one time on the Dulles Toll Road threw a car seat at my wife. Bless his heart.
That's a sweet story.
Your digital dumpster.
I still remember that one. That's great. Now he's a mountaineer.
That's right.
Sit down.
We got to get we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Sorry about that interruption at the end of the show.
I don't think anyone noticed.
Yeah.
If you see something with margarita on it, I would just urge everybody, if you like the taste of tequila like I do, please look underneath and see if in fine print, Kirkland, there's wine cocktail.
That's how
it's a travesty.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!